going to have any time against me. Okay. So previously we were talking about the din of Tchumen. Now we're going to continue, but we're going to talk about it not just from the perspective of, you know, what is the nature of the mitzvah of Tchumen, but we're going to expand to the broader question of mitzvah of Tchumen. How does that, you know, actually impact on the halachos of Tchumen and potentially its relationship to Hotza as well? Okay, so Tchumen, and particularly Eruv Tchumen, what's going on and what does that tell us about Shabbos and the mitzvah, the din of Tchumen? For Enfers, the Pasuk, Shemois, Perek Tezayin, Ru'u ki Hashem natan lachem ha-Shabbat, al-Kain hu noten lachem b'yom ha-Shishi, lechem yomayim, shvu ish tachtav, al-Yitzei ish mimkomo b'yom ha-Shvi'i. Right? It says first, shvu ish tachtav, everyone should basically be sitting, you know, in place. And then you should not leave your area, right? One is don't move. The other, right, the second half of the pasuk, al yeseish mem kumo, sounds like something broader. Sounds like something bigger. It sounds not that you shouldn't be moving, right? It's that you shouldn't leave the area. Okay? That's like the two pasukim. The first part of parts of the pasuk, the first part, the shvuish tachtav, gives you this implication of you're really not supposed to be moving so much. The second part says it's not a question of movement, right? It's a question of are you, let's say, stationary, right? Or are you in your area, or are you leaving the area? Okay, right? Just do a flashback to yesterday's shir. Yesterday, by the way, always means last year. So the she'iltos came down very strongly that it's the iser lisguye, which is Aramaic for lalechet, biyoma dishabta tvei mintrei alfin ama. Okay? So it's usher to go, to walk more than 2,000 amma, it's an iser on walking, right? You should not walk more than this amount, okay? So if I'm breaking down the iser, I'm going to tell you that it's an iser in walking, right? Sefer Chinuch as well. You should not walk more than a certain amount. Asur lalechet chutz ligbulim yidun, and you can't go walk outside of a certain area, right? And that's 13. That's a three parsa. We measure it from the edge of the city, but the iser is shenanuach b'makom echad. You're supposed to sit in one place. You shouldn't go far away. You should only go on Shabbos walks, on spatzirs, right? Spatzirs, good. It's a good, you know, good non-English. It's not very taxing to walk a mere 12 kilometers. Okay? The two of those, the Shotos and the Chinuch, are basically saying, you're not supposed to walk very far, right? Interesting, the Chinuch adds in, where do we measure it from? We measure it from the edge of the city, right? Why? I think he's saying, right, the difference between a spatzir and traveling is, you walk around inside the city, no matter how big the city is, anything inside the city is considered local, right? Once you leave the city, suddenly now you're considered traveling. But the iser is about traveling. The Rambam, on the other hand, says what? HaMitzvah HaShin Chafah L'Pi, Shethiranu Shlo Leilich Chutz L'Tchum HaMedina B'Shabbos. The iser, the nature of the iser, is that you shouldn't be leaving the area of the city. Right, it's not that you're not allowed to walk very far, and we measure it based on the metropolitan area. The iser is to leave the metropolitan area, right? And the metropolitan area is measured in concentric circles around the city, which we saw last time, right? Is right? Ayiti ishbim komo makom zehu tchum ha'ir. The Torah says, don't leave the city. Lunet natar shir l'tchum zeh. The Torah never gave you a specific exact shir, but the chachamim said, right, it's definitely, once you hit 12 mil, you, Keneged Machane Yisrael, you've left it. And Midivrei Sofrim, even Me'ikar Adin, on like a half d'oraisa level, even Alpaim Ama is already up there, right, because that's the Migrash Ha'ir, and that's where you've already started leaving the area of the city, right? So the municipal, the metropolitan area around the city has a certain range to it, but fundamentally, right, Apayim Ama is Migrash Ha'ir, and Yud Beis Mil is already the max. And anything in the middle is already Midaraisa, frowned upon, Midaraisa, inappropriate, because you're leaving, you've left the city, right? And the Isser is to leave the city, okay? So just in terms of our board, which is conveniently behind me and already colored in, right? The Rambam says the din, it's a din in the city. You're not supposed to leave your city. Stay in your city, you're not supposed to leave the city. According to the Shiltos and the Chinuch, the Isser is not to go very, is you shouldn't be walking far. And how far, right, is, you know, is measured, says the Chinuch, from the city, right? Because anything inside the city is considered local. But essentially, the Isser is on walking far. Okay. The tour says something interesting, which is going to be very important for later. But just to start from, the tour says, fundamentally, right, Tan yashvu ish taktav, mikan shekol adam yesh lo dalet amos b'chol makom, afilu yaf l'chot l'chom. When he presents us with tumin, he says, fundamentally, there's an area of dalet al dalet underneath you, which is your personal space, right? And that is no matter, even if you left the tchum. In addition, the next halacha says, "Kol adam yishu alpaim ama v'chol ruach chutz midalet amosav omi hamakum shashavas bo keder jashinan al yitzi ishmim komo ilu alafim ama ve'inu elam edrabanan ukras machta bi'alma kol adam asulei v'chutz alpaim below eru." The tour flips the order of the as opposed to the Rambam. The Rambam says, you have alpaim ama, which is this area of the city. If you leave the city, you get dalet ama. If you're in the midbar, then we count your house as four amos around you, and you get alpaim ama outside of your house. Okay? The tour says the opposite, right? It's not that the dalet, he says you have dalet amos, which is wherever you are. That's your tachtav. That's the area that you're in. Anything outside that, you get alpaim ama. If you happen to be inside of a city, we'll measure it from the edge of the city. Okay? So the tour, I think, falls out on the side of the Shiltos and the Chinuch. Okay? And that's going to be important. Okay. If we carry along, so the question is, right, how can you then make an Eruv Tchumen? Right? How can you make an Eruv Tchumen? If Midaraisa, I'm telling you that you can't travel a certain amount, you can't leave your city, then how can you make an Eruv Tchumen? If it's Daraisa. If it's Darabanan, you can say, oh, it's Darabanan, no problem.
Not going on a big, like on a hike, on a travel, then I would just try to make like the place where I live on Shabbos in that particular area so that I'm not traveling really far. If I change the place where I live, then presumably my Eruv would change with me because wherever I'm sleeping, that's my origin, my ground zero for where Shabbos walk and traveling are measured.
Right, very good, right? So if it's in terms of your, we measure it based on your foot, right, where you are, then you would have to say that, okay, in a Hanam, right, you are over here, you might be walking a certain amount, but, right, if we can transplant you somewhere else and say, oh, you're really being shoveth here, then maybe we can, right, we can say, oh, like, ground zero is there. Your location is there. You happen to be, you know, already over here. Just like if you were to walk after the beginning of Shabbos this way, then you can go back that way. And, right, it's not a problem that you're walking, you know, from this corner to that corner as long as you're within the box, right? But, again, a little bit of a question of why, of what mechanism would treat that area as ground zero. So you're saying, oh, if you can make, say, that's where you slept and that's your house, right, then that can affect it. Okay. If you think the question is Yitzia Chutz La'ir, how would it matter? How would it help?
You're like establishing a new year.
So, yes, exactly. Right? Meaning you're establishing, your house, right? You're not supposed to leave your ear, your city. You're not supposed to leave your house, your home, your city, your right, the area in which you live. The city is like an expanded home. So if you move your house to a different place, then that's where your house is, and you're not allowed to leave your house, right? It's not about how far you walk. If it's about how far you walk, then it's a lot harder to explain, right, why saying, oh, but I'm living there, that I can transfer ground zero to there. But if I'm talking about where your city is, I'm leaving your city, then I can just say, oh, if I live there, then I measure around there, right? It's not about where your feet are. It's about where your house is, right? And that, I think, is the pashas in the Gemara over here. In, oh, one second. I didn't give, oh, I didn't put the part of the Gemara on. Puh, that was silly of me. I totally forgot to put the Gemara on over here. Way back up here. I put the Ritva on and the Rid on, but I didn't put the Gemara. Did I put the Gemara up here? The long version, at least? That's Shver. I didn't even put, wow, that was an oopsie of a doopsie. My sincerest apologies. Mostly sincerest apologies, not entirely sincere. The Gemara says the following. Because obviously you guys looked up the Gemaras that the Ritva was on. There's a machlokas between Rabbi Meir and Rabbi Yehuda, where Rabbi Meir says, Ikar Eirov is be'pas, and Rabbi Yehuda says, Ikar Eirov is beregel, right? So it's kishmak, so it actually works out very nicely. I can say the following, right? I could say over here, if it's about not going far, so say, what's the best way to change where your era, where your ground zero is? With your feet, right? If it's about going, not traveling far, then I'll say, Iker Erov. Oh, actually, not actually, put it on the bottom here. Right, I'm going to say, oh, Iker Erov is, right, Biregel. And if it's about where your city is, I'll say, like Rabbi Yehuda, Iker Erov is, Rabbi Meir, the Iker Erov is the past. Right? Why the past? Because, right, home is where the heart is. And the best and the fastest way to a man's heart is through
food.
Is through his stomach, exactly, right? Through food. So really, right, home is where the heart is, and the heart is where the food is, and therefore the food is where your past is, right? So that's therefore that's your house, right? Which means right past, which is bias. Okay? And the whole idea is you're relocating your home, and therefore we're going to count from there. As opposed to here, Rabbi Yehuda says the Ikra Erev is the regel, right? It's wherever you are at the beginning of Shabbat. As a special takana, we let an Ashir use pas, right? He says, oh, the Rabbanan were makil on an Ashir to let him put out, use pas, so that he can, so that he wouldn't have to schlep all the way. But in Achanami, Me'ikar Adin, you really should have to go and stand there. Okay, fantastic. Now, the question is, right, this is Machlokes, this is Rabbi Shittas, Rabbi Yehuda, and this is Shittas, Rabbi Meir. But what about the fact, right, you know, according to Rabbi Yehuda, how does Erev B'Pas work? Rabbi Yehuda's mode that Erev B'Pas works. He says it's like not the ideal, it's not Ikar, but it still works. So how does it work? So if you look at the Rishonim, the Ritva says, why is it that you need Ikar Erev Rabbanan Bepas? Mishum de mechzi tve kekonek sham shvisa. He's a little bit unclear about that. But he doesn't quite say that, oh, the reason why is because you're there, or because your house is there. He says that if you are there with food, it really looks like that's where you're being kona shvisa. The Meiri says, "Afke shehu l'sham ela bepas shahrei ino bimkomo in erev regel nemar ela kishehu l'sham." He says it's erev the regel doesn't work unless you have pas, according to Meir. Why? Because you're not bimkomo. You're not in your actual place. Right? You're not in your house, basically. And therefore, if you're there, but your house is somewhere else, then you really, you're nigrar achar your house. Right? Koshim ariv viragov lis din v'dayin she'iruvo erov aflu dvar rusha shekoshu shovisham hu beso. Right? When he's explaining for Rabbi Yehuda why erov works the regel, he says, oh, why? Because if you're there, That is what? That's your bias. Even Berega. For the Me'iri, it's very clear that what's an Erev all about? It's about creating a house, right? So the question is, can you create a house by standing somewhere without having some sort of food there and say, oh, I'm without a sleeping bag, right? If you show up in a random place and you say, oh, I live here now, and you don't have a sleeping bag and you don't have any food, so then you don't really live here, right? You weren't Kovea bias here. So even though physically you're here, so in terms of your steps, you should be counting from here, but in terms of your home, you shouldn't, because this is not your house, right? Me'iri says, oh, Rabbi Meir thinks that you can only be Kovea Shvisa with Pas, because otherwise you have a contradiction between your actual house and where you want to put your Eruv. Okay? Now, going back from that, right, according to the Ritva, the Me'iri, sorry, the whole point of an Eruv, right, even of Eruv Pas, and what does Pas do? Right, let's say Eruv Pas. According to the Me'iri, the whole point of Eruv Pas is just to come and say that I have a bias here, right? Right, and Eruv Regel, not a real thing, sorry. Right, the Me'iri says also is to say that you have a bias here, right? Why do we say that an Eruv Regel will work? Because if you're standing there, then that's your home for Shabbos, right? Home is where your heart is, so your true home is in your chest, to quote Dr. Harrible, right? No one knows Dr. Harrible's sing-along blog? No way. Oh my gosh, okay, anyway. Home is where the heart is, so your true home is in your chest, right? So it's not that, it's a din and bias, right? Either the fastest way to a man's heart is his stomach, or, right, home is where the heart is, and so your true home is in your chest. So if you're standing there at the beginning of Shabbos, that's your home. But says the Me'iri, what do I really care about? I care about being kovea where your house is, right? On the other hand, the Ritva, he doesn't sound that way, right? He sounds like, why would Rabbi Meir require pas? Because if I'm standing somewhere, right, but I don't have any food, how long am I going to stay there? Exactly, right?
Very long.
Not very long, especially not if you're a good yid, right? So Eruv Pas says the Ritva, I think, says it's mechzi kikviyas makom. This is a little bit speculative. I have other reasons for thinking this in the Ritva, which we'll get to in a moment, right? But the way I think the Ritva is going is saying, look, if you don't have any food, then I don't believe you that you're actually planning on spending Shabbos here. So really, where are you? Really, you're back at your house, right? Or your ground zero is still at your house, which you started from, because that's where your food is. If you don't have any food, then you can't say that, oh, I really intend to stay here the whole time. Obviously, Eruv Beregel is fantastic because, right, that's where you are, right? Okay, so we're going to continue. Looking at the Rambam. The Rambam is a little bit unclear because on the one hand, he says, he keeps emphasizing if you put out an Eruv, right, and then go back and sleep in your city. Does he mean that the Eruv, right, creates it as if you slept there? Right? It's not clear if he thinks that we treat it as if you stood there and you're still standing there, or he's treating it as if you're sleeping there. Okay, it's a little bit unclear because he keeps mentioning, oh, even though he's lan bebeso, it still works. Is he saying even though you lan bebeso, it's as if you went to sleep here, or he's saying even though you're sleeping there, but since you're standing here, kibiyachol, it works. Okay, a little unclear. The tour is very clear on this one. He says, afilu hachi modzin alo tchumo mimakum eruvo, she'anu roin ki ilu darsham, she'av lalun hayarote ilu hayasham makum lalun. What does an eruv do? It says, oh, it says if he really was sleeping here. Right? Ki ilu darsham. It says if he lives there, it's as if he has a house there. And he would have slept here if he had a house. He just, if there's nowhere to sleep, so he couldn't sleep there. But this is his home. Okay? What's, okay, fine. So that's the tour, right? It's Beso, right? Ki'ilu Darsham.
Nice.
Okay. What is Piskei Rit? Then this is Gishmak. Kol Hecha Deb Kai Mizone Ki'ilu Ihu Kai Hasam. The Kivan the Ihava Kai Ihu Hasam Hevi Zachi Dal Ramos. He's also near Dal Ramos. What's the Torah saying? The Tosafot Rit saying? Gishmak. What does food do?
You are where your food is. So it's
right?
Not about
you are what you eat, or in this case, you are where you eat, right? You are where you eat.
It works nicely with the Ashir.
What?
It works nicely with the Takana for the Ashir, for the rich, for the Ashir.
Exactly, right? It's a teleporting service. Really, you should be standing here, because we really care about where you are, says the Tosafot Rid. But the food works, right? The fastest way to a man's heart is through his stomach, right? And the reason why is because it's a teleporting device, right? It's a Kshisus Haderach machine, right? You are where you eat. So says the Tosafot Rid, if your food's there, it's as if you're really standing there. The Rid, actually, and the question in the Gemara is, do you get the Dalet Amos bonus? So the Tosafot Rid says, oh, maybe yes, maybe no. Why no? Because you're not really there, right? And what's the point of Dalet Amos? It's Makom Ragla, he said. Also, what's the role of Dalet Amos? I don't know if we'll get to it in a second, hopefully. But this is perfect, right? The Rid says, it's as if we teleported you here, right? It's not just, the way the Rid formulates it is that for Rabbi Meir, we really want you to stand there with the food. It's like, not only do you need to stand there, you need to stand there with food. But the Tosafot Rid, even if you're elsewhere, right, we can use the food as a teleporter. Even Rabbi Meir, who says Ikar Eru V'Pas, is just because he thinks that food is a great teleporter, right? It's even better to be teleported there than to actually be standing there, maybe, according to Rabbi Meir. Okay. What's one slight problem? Not a problem. An item of note. The tour says the ki'ilu darsha. How does the tour measure the nature of tchumen? The tour said tchumen is a din in how far you're walking, right? He says, right, that's the implication of the tour, is that it's a question of how far you walk, right? In which case, why is Eruv Tchumen about being kover where you live if Tchumen itself is about where, how far you're allowed to walk? If I live here, but I'm here and I'm walking, right? Even if I walk very far this way, I walk very far, right? So that's the question, right? Why is the tour, right, crossing the board? He's crossing lines. Okay, so let's get back to that. We'll figure that out hopefully. Are we gonna skip over that? Oh, actually, no, we're not. Just aside from there was the machlokas, right? The Ritva and the Meiri. About whether or not you would actually need, if there's a case where you're walking Erev Shabbos, you don't have bread, and you want to be Koveya Shvisa in a specific place that you're not at, okay? And the Mishnah says, in extreme cases, you could basically say, Shvisasi b'makom ploni. I want my house to be over there by that tree, okay? So the Gemara, you have to be able to get there, okay? What does that mean? So the Ritva says, Mati mati hasam biraglo, ki rahit kodem chashecha, karele ma'ariv biraglov. If you could run and actually get there, we'll say, since you could run and get there, we'll treat it as if you actually got there. The Meiri says, afilu lo hu yachol larut, even if you're weak and sick and you can't run. But theoretically, someone could run and get there. And not only that, he says, not only do you not have to be able to run and get there, but when you say, oh, I want my shvisa to be there, you have to stand in place. You have to stop, stand, close your eyes, and say, oh, shvisa to be makom ploni. Okay? Why? By the way, just type, the Rid also says, im haya rotze letroach v'larot haya yachol lagi Hashem kodem chashecha. Right. Why does the Meiri say that it needs to, you need to theoretically, not it really, but it has to be within range, and the Ritva and the Tosfos Rid say you actually have to be able to get there. Why?
It would seem like the Meiri can afford to be more lenient if it's just about where you're planning on spending your Shabbos.
Exactly. Right? Why?
Because it's not about where you are when Shabbos hits. It's about where you sleep Friday night.
Right. It's about being koveh abayis. Right? And therefore, you don't actually need to be able to get there. Right? It needs to be somewhere nearby. It doesn't have to be that you physically could have gotten there if you'd run. It has to be somewhere close by that it's within range that you could say, oh, well, that's my house. Right? And we're defining it as nearby. It's a definition of nearby. You could say, oh, my house is that place which is nearby. Right? According to the Tosfos Rid and the Ritva, it's about saying that you're actually standing there. You're trying to pretend that you're standing there. You can only pretend that you're standing there if you could literally have run and actually be standing there, right? Ke'omed sham. Right? And therefore, the Rid and Ritva say, right, Yachol lahagia mamish. Right? And the Meiri even says, and also according to the Rid and the Ritva, you might even say that you have to be running while you'd say it, because otherwise, I can't say, oh, it's as if you really got there. According to the Meiri, you dafka need to be standing still, because you're trying to be koveya that that's your house. Okay. One more thing. What is the nature of this Dalet Amos, by the way? Right, when we say that you get Dalet Amos, what does it mean? So Rashi says, oh, your Dalet Amos that you get in addition to the Alpayim, right, that's a mini house, right? Yishlo Arba Amos L'Knias Bayis. It's as if you have this mini house of Dalet Amos around you, right? Home is where the heart is, and you are located in this Dalet Amos, so this Dalet Amos is your house, unless you're inside a city, in which case the whole city is your house. Or inside an actual house, or actual walls, and then that those walls are your house, right? But the idea of the Dalet Amos is a house, says the Meiri. Also, right? Ki'ilu hu b'bayis, says the Tosfos Rid. Why do you get Dalet Amos? The chol makom she'adam yesh lo Dalet Amos svivav dekachin Dalet Amos kimakom raglav. Right? It's the space that your feet take up when you're lying down. It's not your house. It's your feet, right? You get Dalet Amos of elbow space and knee space in this case, right? You get Dalet Amos not because that's a house, an imaginary house around you, and you get Alpay Mama around your house, like the, right? Like the Rambam side of the board, but rather it's the makom of your feet. You as a person take up a certain amount of space. You're allowed to travel Alpay Mama from where you are. We measure where you are based on these Dalet Amos because your feet take up space, right? Okay. That's also Gishmak, right? Also lines up very nicely. Now, okay, I'm just going to give the following Gishmakazach, and then we'll finish up, and then we'll finish. What about the following? Let's say you made an Eruv in the following situation, okay? Here, oh, I don't know if you'll be able to see it so well. Okay, here's your house, okay? Nice little house, has a door. Gishma, this is your house. This is your city, okay? This is your city. And this is 1,000 Amma, okay? And this is another 2,000 Amma. And this is 3,000 amos, okay? You put your Eruv over here. Yeah? Can you guys hear me well, by the way? Still hear me?
Fantastic. Yeah.
Okay. You put your Eruv over here, okay? Got like a challah on it, and it's got a pot of chillant. Okay. This is your Eruv.
Okay.
Here's your, now, how far away is it from your house?
3,000 amot.
Exactly, right? How far away is it from the city?
1,500.
Exactly, 1,500. Right? It's 1,500 out of the city, and the city gets, this is the tchum of the city, okay?
What? Yeah, that makes sense.
Okay, now what you want to do is you want the tchum of, you want to get this tchum, right?
No,
so you want to go to your friend Bob's house, your house. This is Bob's house over here, okay? Bob's house. You guys can see Bob's house?
No.
Yeah.
Yes.
Here's the question. Can I do this?
Can you do that?
Can I do it? I want to go to Bob's house. Can I?
Yeah.
Yes,
well, I mean, yeah, because his city is inside your city's tchum, or his house is inside your city's tchum.
His house, no, his house is not inside the tchum. His house is outside of the tchum of my city, but I put out an Eruv.
Okay, so he's inside your Eruv range.
If your house, if your house is more than 2,000 amot away from your Eruv, and you're in your house, then you can't take advantage of the Eruv. Right.
Okay, exactly. Except that what? Except that the Eruv is inside the tchum of the city. I could get to my Eruv. Let's say I wanted to go here, I could. Because inside of the green box, which is the tchum, right?
But you nullified that when you made your own Eruv, no?
Exactly. I nullified it when I made the Eruv. In which case, where do I, let's say I lived in the Eruv, then I only get the blue box. But now I'm outside of the tchum, of my own tchum, right? So right. In theory, you can't put an Eruv outside of your own tchum, right?
Right.
Okay. So you can't make an Eruv here because outside of your tchum, and if your Eruv was here, you'd be outside of the tchum. But you can make an Eruv there because if your tchum is here, then it's inside of the tchum because you get the tchum of the city because you're inside the city, right? But if it's inside of your tchum, then your tchum is really here, but then it's outside. You're outside of your tchum. Right? It's a catch 22. It's a
classic nonsense.
What?
This is nonsense.
No, it's not. It's a catch 22. It's not nonsense. It's a classic catch 22, right?
Right.
It's classic catch 22. What do you do? Right? So one way to take it is very simple, which is to say, you can't do this, right? Because if this were to be your tchum, you would be outside your tchum. That's not an acceptable possibility, right? Mimela, this doesn't exist, right? No Eruv, and your Eruv is a puzzle. Eruv, nothing to talk about. Fantastic, right? Ishmael. The other way to look at it is to say that, no. There's an Eruv, right? But you know what? Let's just look at it. Let's see the possibility, okay? Let's look at this table setting. Mutu la'ari v'ilui tchumin v'chule v'chule. Okay. Misha yatsa meha ir be'erev Shabbos. V'hiniach mazon shtei sudos rachuk meha ir v'toch hatchum v'kava shvisaso sham afo pisha chazer li'ir v'lan bebeso nachshav oso ki ilu shavas demakum sheniach lo shtei sudos. Okay. If he is chuzer li'ir v'lan bebeso nachshav oso ki ilu shavas demakum sheniach bo mazon shtei sudos v'zeo nikro ir tchumen. Okay. Says the Magen Avraham, Chayin Pashut, Diloke Ola Shabbos, Shekasav Shetzarech Laniach B'toch HaTchum MiPesach Beso. The Ola Shabbos says, if it's more than Alpayim from his house, then it's not a good Eruv. Says the Magen Avraham, the Ola Shabbos is wrong. Delisa D'habi Perek Vav, Kasav HaRambam, Hatam V'niskago Chutz HaTchum She'ino Eruv, Mishum she'eno yachol lahagio el eruvo. The Rambam says, the Magen Avraham says, why is an Eruv that's outside of your Tchum possible? Because you can't get to it. If you can't get to it, you can't say that that's your where you are or where your house is. The Imu Toch Tchum Ha'ir, Hare Yachol Litlo, Afal Pishu Tchum Beso, says, no, but here, right, on the outside of Shabbat, your Tchum is the Tchum of the city. And therefore, you could get to your Eruv. Since you could get to your Eruv, your Koneshom Shvisa, and it's a good Eruv. Umasha haramba matrich litno betoch alpayim shal beso, dimnosno chutl alpayim shal beso, asr lashav lebeso, raktach lolon bishar batei ir toch tchum erubo. The Rambam says that because otherwise, if it's more than alpayim from your house, you wouldn't be able to go back to your house. Can you give me a huh?
Huh?
Huh? Right? He's saying, oh yeah, it's fine. It's catch 22, but that's okay. Okay. So, by the way, the tour doesn't see this as a problem. And it's one more addition. Nibnesha Tchumin Darabanan Hikilu Bahem. He also says that Tchum only works because it's Darabanan. Erev only works because of Darabanan. Right? And why? Because the Erev makes a Ki'ilu Darsham. If you slept inside of a city, then even if your Erov is elsewhere, the whole city is nechshav for you like a dalet amos. You can walk anywhere you want in the city because you slept in it. That you can't. Okay? What's shot? What's going on? How does that make, how does Magen Avraham make sense? How does the tour make sense? I don't get it. Number two, the tour said the Isser of Tchumen is about going far away. He says that Erev Tchumen is about where your house is. Number three, the tour says Erev Tchumen only works because it's Derabanan. Okay, who's the Shita who says that Iker Erev the Pas? Rabbi Meir. What else is Rabbi Meir famous for from last year? For saying Safik Erev L'chumra because Tchumen are Deraisa. Which means that he thinks that Erev works even though it's Deraisa. Right?
Oh, last week. Fine.
Right? Rabbi Meir says Erev is Deraisa of Alpayimama, and he's Tchumen is Deraisa of Alpayimama, and Erev Tchumen works.
Yes.
Right? So how could the tour say that it only works because it's Darabanan? Let's chat. So I think the answer is as follows, right? Oh, the tour is actually absolutely fantastic. What's the nature of Tchumen, right? How far you're walking. It's an issur to walk a certain distance. How do we give you more distance? Where do we measure Tchumen from, right? It's only usur to walk a certain distance outside of your city. Right? Because then it's no longer local. So says the tour, you actually can, how do you expand your tchum? You change where your house is. Because changing where you live changes where we'll start counting from, or where we'll start considering it traveling and not simply walking, right? We measure tchumen from how far away from your house you are. Right? Even though the Isser in its nature is an Isser of walking far away, right? And traveling. Now, according to Rabbi Meir, the Isser is what? Ikar Erev is about where you live, right? Now, sorry, 1 second. If that's true, then how does Erev work? Erev works by not meddling with the Ikar Isser, but by changing where we'll count it from. Why can we do that? Says the tour, we can do that only because Tchumen is the Rabbanan, right? Because if the Isser is about how far you're walking, so then why should I care where you put your house? In a Hanami, we'll only count it from where when you leave the city, but if you're outside the city now, who cares if I say, oh, but my house is over there, right? Says the tour, because mid the Rabbanan, the whole Tchumen is the Rabbanan, so mid the Rabbanan, we can allow you to count only from your house. And then what happens? You really have two totally separate bases for Tchumen, right? One is the nature of Truman, which is about your feet, how far you're walking, and the measurement of Trum, which is based on where your house is. What about this, says the Torah? If you slept inside this city, then of course it's all kulo kedalat amos, right? And we'll even let you be koneg your Erub here, because physically where are you? Here. When do you start leaving the city and counting steps? Only really once you leave the city, right? Ah, but your Erub is over here. Fine, says the Torah. Your house is over here, but you are over here. Erubin fundamentally is about where you are, not about where your house is. Midrabanan, we let you count based on where your house is. So basically, the Torah says you can have basically two separate, right, separate Erubin or separate Trumin. You have the Trum of your feet. You slept here. You live here. Therefore, you get the whole city. In addition, you have an Erub. So Midrabanan, we treat you living here. So therefore, we can actually double count. You can have two Erubin. You have Erub HaGuf, Erub BeRegel, and Erub BeBayis or BePas, right? According to the Torah, right, here is going to be your Erub BeRegel. And here is Erub BePas, right? This is for the Torah, right? And you could do, you could double count it. Right? You could be Posech HaShtei HaSe'ipim. Because this is the fundamentally Erubin should be counted from here. Right? Erub Truman lets you count it from here. But that doesn't destroy the fact that B'metzias, you're here, and your Regel is here. Right? So you basically have Erub V'Regel and Erub V'Pas. Right? Now the interesting question is, right, so basically what does the Magen Avraham say? Ah! Why is it that you can't be Kone Erub outside of your Trum? Because you can't get to it. Beregel, right? Okay, but if your Erub is here and it's within the Erub, the Trum of your Regel, so your Trum of the Regel overlaps with your Trum Bayis, and then you could have both, and then you could go to Bob's house, right? And then why is it that the Torah says that only works Midrabanan, but Rabbi Meir explicitly, the Amora says that it's Doraisa? Because what does Rabbi Meir hold? Rabbi Meir holds all of Truman is Doraisa, and all of Truman is based on, right, staying inside the city and staying inside your house. So of course, if I put my house somewhere else, I'll count based on my house, Midoraisa, right? Because Truman, says Rabbi Meir, is about your house and your city, not about your feet, right? So if you hold that it's about your feet, but the Erub is about your house, or Erev Pas is about your house, you could double count it. You could have an Erev of your feet and an Erev of your house, or Tum of your feet, Tum of your house. Rabbi Meir, but that's only going to be going to work Midrabanan. If you hold that Erev is about your house and Tum is about your house, then it'll work even Midaraisa. But then you wouldn't be able to play this trick, right?
Okay. According to the Torah, what's the purpose of the Erev? What's its
why?
Function?
It gets you another 1,000 amos, 2,000 amos.
No, I mean, like, why do we have an Eruv?
Well, your house is over here. We want to give you more space. We want to give you greater flexibility.
Okay, but I guess what I'm asking is, you know, when we had a Chakira before, it was easy to understand the purpose of having an Eruv. Either it's to prevent you from exerting yourself on Shabbos, or it's to prevent you from leaving your city on Shabbos. But right, according to the Torah, What is the goal of the Eruv? Why do we like the concept of it?
Well, I think the concept is that, right, 2,000 amos is very, very small. We're talking about like 1 kilometer. Right? Occasionally, if you actually want to have, you know, there are all sorts of important things that you might want to do on Shabbos. All sorts of, we only make an Eruv Lidvar Mitzvah. That's an important caveat. You're only allowed to make an Eruv Tchumen Lidvar Mitzvah. Okay? So the answer is there are lots of mitzvos, right? Like, I don't know, learning Torah or going to Lahakvil Pnei Rabo. You know, or all sorts of other things that we want you to be able to do on Shabbos, which might require walking a whole kilometer and a half, and not just, you know, and not keeping you within 1 kilometer. So we want you to have the ability, right, to expand the area in which you can walk by a little bit. Right? And you're only allowed to do it with Bar Mitzvah, by the way. Right? But the question is, how does it work? Right? So if Erev is about bias, we can say, oh, move your house. If Erev is about Regel, so So the Tosafot says, yeah, we need to teleport your feet over there, right? The Torah says, Erev is about how much you're walking, but Tum is about where you walk, but Erev is about where your house is, and that gives us the really cool idea that you could actually have both, right? You could get the whole city based on the fact that your regel is here, but you can also be Kona your Erev and the addition because that's where your house is, right? Because both of them really exist, right? Ikar Erev is about the regel. Ikar Tchum is about regel. Erev Tchumen is about your bias. But that doesn't, says the Torah, yeah, but you don't really lose Makom Ragla. At least if you're actually inside a city. Right? Because at the end of the day, you can't start telling me that we start counting from over here because I'm inside the city, right? I never left. I'm still local. So even though you can tell me that my house is here and my tchum is measured from here, you can't tell me that I'm not allowed to go around inside the city because it's still local. By definition, it's still local, right? I never started walking yet. Okay. Shkarech.